Welcome, everybody, to our live broadcast of George Ranch High School men's and women's varsity basketball on GRHSI Radio. Coach Pierce on the women's side and Coach Jones on the men's side are looking to lead their Longhorn teams to a 23-6A district title and on to the 2017 UIL basketball playoffs. And now, let's go out to the gym and join Tom Tarando and the GRHSI radio broadcast team for today's game.
Testing, 1-2, testing, 1-2. Testing, 1-2-3-4, live from George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas. It's Lady Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHSI Radio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, find cool Dodge, Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep, Wrangler, or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC will knock you out.
Welcome, everybody, to our live broadcast of George Ranch High School men's and women's varsity basketball on GRHSI Radio. Coach Pierce on the women's side and Coach Jones on the men's side are looking to lead their Longhorn teams to a 23-6A district title and on to the 2017 UIL basketball playoffs. And now, let's go out to the gym and join Tom Tarando and the GRHSI radio broadcast team for today's game.
Live from George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas, it's Lady Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHSI Radio. Hi again, everybody. I'm Tom Tarando, and we welcome you to Lady Longhorns Varsity Basketball. Coach Alicia Pierce's women's basketball team is 9-5 and are set to play their first district game against these Lady Rams from Alief Elsick High School, both in 23-6A. Lady Rams are 6-4 overall and already 1-0 in district play after beating Alief Taylor 41-36 a couple weeks ago on December 4th. This is our first look at the 2016-17 Lady Longhorns basketball team, so we're excited to bring you this opening district game for George Ranch in just a few minutes right here on GRHSI Radio. When we come back, we'll have more of our pregame show, including a few minutes with head coach Shalisha Pierce. But for now, you're listening to live Lady Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHSI Radio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, find cool Dodge, Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep, Wrangler, or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoes, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solutions, and trains high-quality products. It's hard to stop a train, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3333. 3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntingroup.com. It's the Hunting Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
We're the Bells Junior Varsity Drill Team at George Ranch High School, and you're listening to Longhorn Sports on GRHS High Radio.
Woo! Back at Longhorn's Gymnasium on the campus of George Ranch High School, we're set to bring you Lady Longhorns basketball. The Elsick Rams are here for their second 23-6A game of the year. George Ranch yet to play one. They're about ready to do that. We had a few minutes to talk with Coach Alicia Pierce before this one. Here's that interview. It's our opportunity to talk to Alicia Pierce, the head Lady Longhorns coach of the George Ranch High School program. Coach, first of all, you guys have played 14 games so far in your non-district schedule. How important is it to get that many games under your belt before you start district play?
Well, very much so, because, you know, we have a young point guard. You know, it's a freshman year, so we have, you know, two sophomores, two freshmen, so we want to get them as much, you know, game time as possible so they can, you know, get some confidence going in the district. So we played a pretty tough, you know, pre-district schedule, so...
We're about ready to tip this one off. We'll break for our national anthem. If we can, we'll get back to that interview with Coach Pierce. Here's our national anthem.
Tonight's basketball game will feature the visiting Rams from Elsick High School and your George Ranch and Longhorns. Would you please rise and remove your hats to our honor?
This is Don McGee with the George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club. The mission of the Athletic Booster Club is to provide support and service to all of the athletic programs at George Ranch through fundraising, volunteerism, and scholarships. This year, we need to raise the bar as our school enters the UIL 6A division. We need 100% participation from our families and community to accomplish our goals. To join the ABC as a family member or business sponsor, go to grhsabc.com and click the Join Now link. You will also find a number of other valuable resources at our website. Go Horns!
Here are the starting lineups for tonight's game. First, for the visiting Elsick High School Lady Rams, a 5'3 senior, Maria Brand. 5'4 sophomore, Sandra Chooks. 5'6 senior, Leslie Okiki. A 5'10 junior, Jordan Sanders. And a 6'0 junior, Armani Harris. It's Maria Brand, Sandra Chooks, Leslie Okiki, Jordan Sanders, and Armani Harris for LaShawn Johnson's Elsick Lady Rams. They're 6-4 and 1-0 in 23-6A play. For the George Ranch High School Lady Longhorns, a 5'10 junior, Chin Omuldiki. A 5'6 junior, Shelby Kavinta. A 5'6 freshman guard, Jaden Dunn. 5'10 senior Julia Schwacki and 5'9 senior Alexis White. So it's Amyildiki, Kavinta, Dunn, Julia Schwacki, and Alexis White for Shalisa Pierce's ball club. They're 9-5 and are about ready to tip off their first 23-6A game of the season. Other 23-6A games tonight, A-Leaf Taylor at Dawson. They're tipping off in just a couple minutes. And Pearland at Brazoswood, also a 7 o'clock tip-off. A-Leaf Hastings has the night off in the district. George Ranch out on the court first. Here comes the Elsick Lady Rams. Coach Pierce said in the interview that their guard play is a little weak, but they have a big center and forwards down by the basket. Armani Harris is a 6'0 junior, and then they got a 5'10 junior also down near the basket. So we'll see what happens with George Ranch and the Lady Rams. Alexis White will jump it up for George Ranch. Armani Harris on the other side of the circle. Rams have the basketball. And here's a drive to the basket by Jordan Sanders. No good. Rebounded by Julia Schwacki. Right-hand dribble on the right side. Gives to Alexis White. Back to Julia Schwacki. Now to Kavinta on the left side. And Shelby puts it in the middle. It's stolen away. First turnover by George Ranch. Drive on the basket by Leslie Okiki. And it's stolen away by George Ranch. First turnover by the Rams. Alexis White will inbound. She'll get it into Jaden Dunn. Dunn, a 5'6 freshman guard for George Ranch. A mild press put on by the Rams. Broken easily by George Ranch to Shelby Kavinta. Kavinta over to Jaden Dunn. Dunn works on the right side. It's knocked out of bounds by the Rams. George Ranch will inbound under their own basket. Kavinta will do that. She gets it into Julia Schwacki on the right side. She drives to the top of the key to Dunn, to Kavinta in the left corner. And down low to Alexis White. The spin move is good. And George Ranch is on the board first. 2-0 with 6:58 left in the first quarter. And the Rams throw it away. Their second turnover of the night. Kavinta will inbound on the far side. And now Coach Johnson will take a quick timeout. We'll do the same. You're listening to George Ranch High School Lady Longhorns basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Their logo is the letter F with the number 2 on top. That stands for Fuquay Financial. And their motto is this: caring exponentially about wealth management, corporate benefits, and life insurance. Hey, it's Michelle Fisher. Fuquay Financial LLC is a Sugar Land-based company owned and operated by my friend and native Texan, Doug Fuquay. Doug founded Fuquay Financial 13 years ago and provides sound financial advice to a broad range of clients. His goals are simple: provide his clients with sound financial advice that's easy to understand, and provide investment content and tools that are easy to use. To learn more, visit the company's website at fuquayfinancial.com. Securities, insurance, and advisory services offered through SagePoint Financial Incorporated, member of FINRA and SIPC. Additional insurance services offered through Fuquay Financial, which is not affiliated with SagePoint Financial, Inc.
Back at Longhorns Gymnasium, George Ranch with the ball into Alexis White. White, another spin move, puts up the jumper, no good. Gets her own rebound, puts it up. Second shot is no good. Rebounded by the Rams. Okiki with the basketball, being guarded by Dunn. Out top, ball handled by Maria Brand. And now to Leslie Okiki. Maria Brand with the basketball right in front of us here at George Ranch. And attempt to get it in the middle. Third turnover as Alexis White steps in front of that pass. Third turnover by the Rams. Here's a jump shot by Jaden Dunn. It's no good. Rebounded by George Ranch and a foul. Foul whistled against Jordan Sanders, her first. George Ranch with the basketball. Down low, the spin move is no good. This by Shelby Caventa. And the Rams have the basketball. And the Rams commit their fourth turnover of the ball game. 5:45 left in the first quarter. That one was over and back. Once presented on this side of the timeline, Rams went all the way over. Alexis White handles the ball. Drives in on the left side, knocked away, and rebounded by the Rams. Here comes Okiki. She has the ball momentarily stripped, gets it back. Now into the hands of Sandra Chukes. To Okiki, to Maria Brand at the top of the key. Okiki with the basketball. She drives, it's off the foot of one of the Longhorns. And the Rams will take it out under their own basket. Leslie Okiki will trigger that. Now she gives way to Jordan Sanders, who will get it in to Okiki. Back to Sanders. Sanders with the short layup, no good. Bounces around on the rim, comes off. Fight underneath the basket for the ball. And we'll see who the possession goes to. Possession arrow to the Elsick Rams. We can't see the scorers table or the possession arrows, but it went to the Rams. Way on top to Sandra Chukes. She's being guarded out there by Shelby Caventa. And this one is off the hands of the Rams and out of bounds. Their fifth turnover. George Ranch has one, and they have the only 2 points of the ball game with 4:56 left in the first quarter. Alexis White with the ball. She has it knocked out from behind and out of bounds. She'll inbound in front of the scorer's table here at George Ranch. Chin Omildiki with the basketball. Three-pointer on its way from Jaden Dunn. No good. Rebounded by Julia Schwacki, and she puts that one in. 4-0, George Ranch. Good rebound and turnaround jump shot by Julia Schwacki. And George Ranch with the only points of the ball game so far. And the Longhorns trapped the one of the Lady Rams near the scorer's table. Ball went out of bounds. Sixth turnover there. And George Ranch has it. Jaden Dunn to Shelby Caventa. To Julia Schwacki at the top of the key. To Dunn on the left side. Down low to Alexis White. Back out. Three-pointer by Julia Schwacki is good. George Ranch, 7. Lady Rams yet to score. 4:02 left in the first quarter. Schwacki with 5 points. 2 by Alexis White. Elsick breaks the press by George Ranch. And a layup is good. And a foul on Omiyubiki. That's Chin's first foul. Basket was good by Jordan Sanders, and she'll be at the free throw line for one. Sanders broke the press by George Ranch, drove all the way into the basket, laid it up and in. She was fouled by Chin Omiyubiki. Here's the free throw on its way. No good. Rebound, Alexis White. To Jaden Dunn. Dunn in the left corner to Caventa. She puts up a two-pointer. And that's good by Shelby Caventa. Stolen away by George Ranch. Turnover number 7 by the Rams. Down low to Alexis White. She puts it up. It's blocked. Rebounded by the Rams. Here comes Jordan Sanders. Sanders over to Leslie Okiki. Okiki to Maria Brand. Maria Brand is dwarfed by the 5'10 Julia Schwaki. Brand is 5'3. And that ball is knocked out of bounds by George Ranch. It'll be inbounded by the Lady Rams. Leslie Okiki will trigger the inbound. Having difficulty getting it in. Now she does. Lofts it in under the basket. And the shot put up by Jordan Sanders. No good. Rebounded by the Rams. And they turn the ball over. The rebound was by Armani Harris, the 6'0 junior. But she traveled with the basketball. That's the 8th turnover by the Rams in this first quarter. To Schwaki on the left side. And Julia is whistled for traveling. Second one on George Ranch. Second turnover, that is. 9-2, Lady Longhorns. 2:50 left in the first quarter. We're glad you joined us tonight on GRHS iRadio. It is finals week in secondary schools and LCISD, so no Darren Bradby tonight. He's hitting the books, getting ready for a test tomorrow. Another turnover by the Rams. That's 9. Inbound by George Ranch to Jaden Dunn. Dunn breaks the press. Gets it on the left side to Shelby Caventa. Has trouble with it. Gets it over to Alexis White. To Julia Schwaki on the right side. Puts up a jumper. No good. Rebounded by the Rams. Here comes Leslie Okiki. She's being guarded by Jaden Dunn. Dunn has her. Now she's about a step behind her as she drives on the basket and tries to save it. It goes off one of the other Rams and out of bounds. Awarded to George Ranch. 2:15 left in the first quarter. It's the Lady Longhorns 9, the Rams 2. The Rams are 1-0 in 23 6A play. This is George Ranch's first district game of the year. They're 9-5 overall, 6-4 for the Rams overall. Schwaki drives, then dishes it off to Jaden Dunn, and Dunn hits the three-pointer. Freshman Jaden Dunn with the three-pointer. It's George Ranch 12, and the Lady Rams 2. Hannah Agner is in for George Ranch, as is Anneli Ng. Ng will inbound the ball to Jaden Dunn. To Julia Schwaki across the timeline. Schwaki working on the right side. Draws a triple team for a moment. That allows Dunn to get it down low to Alexis White. And White... correction, that's Amul Diki down low. Out to Jaden Dunn. Dunn puts up the three-pointer. No good. Rebounded by the Rams. Here comes Jordan Sanders with the basketball. Pulls up short near the top of the key. Gives it over to Shauna Thompson in the game for Coach Johnson's ball club. Down low to Erinicia Ford. And Ford is fouled. First personal foul, whistled against Chin Omildiki at the free throw line. 6-0 sophomore, Erinicia Ford. First free throw on its way and good by Erinicia Ford. In the ball game now, 5'9 freshman Jaden Smith for George Ranch. Ford's second free throw on its way. That one's good as well. 12-4, George Ranch. Inside a minute to play in the first quarter. And press is broken again by Hannah Agner and Julia Schwaki. Kwaki triple teamed on the right side, and she's whistled for the travel. Third turnover for George Ranch. 2 points for Kavinta. A three-pointer for Jaden Dunn. Five for Schwaki. Two for Alexis White. That's a 12 for George Ranch. Two by Jordan Sanders. And the two free throws by Erinicia Ford. And that's the 4 points for the Rams. This one out of bounds by the Rams. The inbound to Julia Schwaki from Jaden Smith. And a long pass is knocked out of bounds by the Rams. George Ranch will inbound on the far side. Jaden Smith will inbound to Ng and back to Smith. Smith on the left side to Julia Schwaki. Schwaki draws the single guard this time. Tries to get it inside, stolen away by the Rams. And this one is knocked out of bounds by George Ranch. Rams will inbound with 10 seconds left in the first quarter underneath their own basket. Leslie Okiki will do that. Gets it into Erinicia Ford. Out top to Shauna Thompson. On the far side to Okiki. Back to Thompson, who drives and puts it up and no good at the buzzer. After one quarter of play, George Ranch 12 and the Lady Rams 4. You're listening to George Ranch High School Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment there for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Yeah! Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
Thank you, Brett Dolan. Back at George Ranch High School, Lady Longhorns 12, Elsick, Lady Rams 4. As we're set to start the second quarter, scoring for George Ranch, Shelby Kavinta with 2 points, three for Jaden Dunn, five for Julia Schwaki, and two for Alexis White. On the other side of the ledger, Jordan Sanders with a basket, Erinicia Ford with two free throws, and that's the four for Elsick High School. George Ranch inbounds to Hannah Agner on the top of the key to Alexis White. She goes down low. Jaden Dunn with the basketball to Hannah Agner on the right side. Back to Dunn, back to Agner in the corner. This one stolen away. Turnover number four for George Ranch. On the drive, Leslie Okiki, she puts it up, no good. Erinicia Ford with the rebound and the putback, that's no good. Rebounded by Alexis White. White to Julia Schwaki on the left side, three-pointer on its way, no good. Rebounded by Jaden Dunn. Dunn with the running layup, and that's good. She's got 5 points, and George Ranch is up by 10, 14-4. Leslie Okiki with the basketball. To Ford, back to Okiki, who lays it up and in. Leslie's 2 points of the first 2 points of the game, and it's 14-6, George Ranch. Hannah Agner is triple teamed on the right side. She's tied up, and the award, again, is to the Rams. Turnover number five for George Ranch. In the ball game now for the Longhorns, Aneli Ng, Jaden Dunn, Shelby Kavinta, Julia Schwaki, and Alexis White for George Ranch. Rams trying to get it down low. It's kicked out of bounds by the Longhorns. Rams will inbound it to their own basket. They do that to Okiki. She gets it down low to Jordan Sanders. Tries to put up the shot. No good. Partially blocked by George Ranch and taken away by the Longhorns. In the right side corner to Julia Schwacki. Back out top to Kavinta to the left side. Dunn puts up the three-pointer, and that's good again by Jaden Dunn. She's got 8 points, and George Ranch leads by 11, 17-6. Now Dunn, a little too anxious to get at that basketball. She commits her first personal foul. Elsick Rams will inbound. Shauna Thompson will do that right in front of the George Ranch bench. Finally gets the ball in, and it's stolen away by Alexis White. And White loses control and out of bounds. Turnover number 6 for George Ranch. And the Lady Rams have 12. Maria Brand back in the ball game and with the basketball. Guarded out top by Julia Schwacki. Schwacki loses her for a second. Now the Rams trying to make connections on a pass. Can't do that. Turnover number 13. Checking in for George Ranch is Jerrica Simon. George Ranch turns over the basketball. That's 7 for the Longhorns. At the top of the key, Armani Harris with the ball. And again, trying to make connections. And one of the Rams walked with the basketball. 14 turnovers already for Elsick High School. Long lead pass to Anneli Ng. She's tied up on the left corner. And one of the Rams, Jordan Sanders, commits a personal foul. That's 2 for Jordan. George Ranch will inbound under its own basket. Ball inbounded to Alexis White. Out top to Shelby Kavinta. Shelby with the jump shot. No good. Hit the rim twice and bounded away. Rebounded by the Rams. Stolen away by George Ranch. Julia Schwacki will take this one to the right side. Tries to get it down low to Kavinta. And Shelby can't handle it. Goes out of bounds. Turnover number 8 for George Ranch. Longhorns lead by 11, 17-6. 5:07 left before halftime. Rams with the basketball. Maria Brand out top. Being guarded by Simon. Little jump shot put up by Shauna Thompson. That's no good, but a foul. Foul whistled against Shelby Kavinta. That's her first. At the free throw line, Shauna Thompson. She'll have 2 shots. First one on its way and good. 17-7, George Ranch by 10. Shauna Thompson's second free throw on its way. Hits a back iron, no good. And scrap 4 and taken by Erinicia Ford. And Ford gets it back out top to Shauna Thompson. And the hook shot down low by Jordan Sanders is good. Sanders with 4 points, and the lead is cut down to 8, 17-9. George Ranch, Alexis White with the turnaround jump shot, no good, rebounded by Armani Harris. Harris to Maria Brand. Down low, off the fingertips of Armani Harris, into the hands of Julia Schwacki. Schwaki down low to Alexis White. She puts up the shot, no good, but she's fouled. Foul is whistled against Erinicia Ford, her first at the free throw line. Alexis White. White with the first 2 points of the ball game. First free throw on its way, and that's good. Alexis with three. George Ranch with a 9-point lead, 18-9. We're glad you joined us tonight on GRHSI Radio for 23-6A basketball. George Ranch Longhorns playing host to the Elsick Lady Rams. Second free throw by Alexis White is good. 19-9, George Ranch lead back up to 10. Here's a drive on the basket by Leslie Okiki, rebounded by George Ranch. Jaden Dunn, the freshman guard, with the basketball across center court. Elsick Rams have abandoned that press they used early on. Into the corner to Jerrica Simon. Now to Julia Schwaki, down low to Alexis White. White in the corner to Shelby Caventa. The jump shot is good by Caventa. That's her fourth, third, and fourth point of the night. George Ranch lead is up to 12, 21-9. Running layup is good by Leslie Okiki. She's got 4 points. Set to check in for George Ranch on Yudiki. And Jaden Smith. Shot put up by George Ranch, no good. Rebounded by Alexis White. She puts it back up and in. She's got 6 points, and the lead is doubled now. 23-11, George Ranch over the Lady Rams. Out top, Maria Brand with the basketball, being guarded by Julia Schwaki. Schwaki leaves her and kind of falls down low. And ties up Armani Harris, and Harris walks with the basketball. Turnover number 17 for the Rams. Still got 2:31 left to play in the second quarter. The inbound will be by Jaden Smith. She gets it in to Shelby Caventa. Caventa to Jaden Dunn. Dunn down low to Jaden Smith. And she's tied up. And the award goes to the Rams. Leslie Okiki with the basketball. Has it stolen away by Jaden Dunn. Dunn with the layup. That's no good. But a foul. Foul whistled against Leslie Okiki, her first at the free throw line. Actually, that was not in the act of shooting. Now Dunn puts up her third three-pointer of the night. That one is no good. Rebounded by Om Yildiki. Jaden Smith, and Smith tries to get a pass down low. It's tipped out of bounds by one of the Rams. And George Ranch will have it. And inbound on their end of the court as soon as the timeout is over. You're listening to George Ranch High School Lady Longhorns basketball on GRHS iRadio.
The art and science of prothodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rimes' office treat people first. At Stuart Rimes' office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitations. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rimes' website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Dr. Rimes and his staff. That's the office of Dr. Stuart Rimes, DDS, MS, in Sugarland Town Square. For an appointment, call 281-313-1565 or visit him on the web at rhymesdds.com.
Back at George Ranch, Lady Longhorns will inbound. Shelby Caventa with the basketball. Over to Jaden Dunn. In the corner to Jaden Smith. She puts up the jumper off the side of the backboard. Rebounded by the Rams. This one knocked out of bounds by George Ranch. Dominique Jean-Baptiste in the ball game for George Ranch. Rams will inbound under their own basket. The inbound stolen away by Jaden Dunn. And once again, tied up. And a foul whistled against Leslie Okiki, her second. A little too aggressive trying to tie up Jaden Dunn, who had the basketball. Down court now to Chin Omildiki. She puts it over on the right side to Dominique Jean-Baptiste. Puts up a jumper, no good. Rebounded by the Rams. Leslie Okiki with the basketball. Being guarded way out top by Jean-Baptiste. Now down low, jump shot put up by Jordan Sanders, no good. Rebounded by the Longhorns. And a foul whistled against Erinicia Ford, her second. 1:17 left before halftime. George Ranch leads 23-11. And a jump shot put up by Dunn, no good. Rims in and out. And the foul reaching over the back by Chin Omildiki. That's her third. And she'll come out. Alexis White will come in. Three personal fouls for Chin so far before halftime. George Ranch with the steal. Steal made by Dominique Jean-Baptiste. Down to Shelby Caventa, who lays it up and in. Shelby with 6 points on the night, and it's 25-11 George Ranch. 14-point lead. We're inside 30 seconds to play before halftime. Drive on the basket by Leslie Okiki. That's no good. Too hard. Rebounded by the Rams. Out top. Another jump shot put up. Another rebound by the Rams, getting the offensive rebounds but can't put it in the basket. This one put up by Kirsten Harris, and that one hits the rim and goes out of bounds this time for the 18th turnover for Elsick High School. Inbound by Shelby Caventa to Jaden Dunn. And Dunn is fouled in the backcourt. Foul whistled against Leslie Okiki, her third on the night. Jaden Dunn will go to the free throw line. She's got 8 points already, trying to add to this before halftime. Checking in, Shauna Thompson for LaShawn Johnson's ball club. First free throw on its way. No good. Too hard off the back iron. Rebounded by the Rams. 7 seconds left before halftime. This one stolen away by George Ranch. By Jaden Dunn. Dunn puts up the layup and falls in the process. She was fouled. Foul again whistled against Leslie Okiki. If my book is correct, that is the fourth personal foul. Jaden Dunn with the free throw. First one is no good. She'll get another in the act of shooting this time. Second free throw is no good. Off the back iron. Rebounded by Jaden Smith. And we're in halftime. Score, George Ranch 25. and the Elsick Lady Rams 11. You're listening to Lady Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its seventh year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features six competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridgepoint High Schools. There is freshman football for 7 and 8-year-olds, JV for 9 and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11 and 12-year-olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. For more information, go to the league's website at fortbendgridironfootball.com. If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
Well, you see what happens. We play a commercial for the Fort Bend Herald. And the Fort Bend Herald sports reporter, Ryan Dunsmore, is here. Ryan, let's talk a little bit Foster football.
Oh, really? We're going to talk about Foster on George Ranch Radio?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they did lose, so I guess that kind of makes sense. But it was, you know, I admit, all season long, I kind of thought they had that same kind of fire that you saw with George Ranch last year, the team that kind of knew their place in the world and weren't playing down to competition. But really what we found out against Temple is not necessarily a negative of the team here. I think you found a team that you found out that Temple's a really well-coached team that even with the historic season they had in 2014, 2015, still were able to find another gear with their kind of what even the Temple coach called a rebuilding year. But at the same time, Temple was the first team that actually tested Foster over the top successfully, I should say. I think the Falcons kind of hoped that they weren't going to necessarily have to deal with these streak routes or a fade route. They were 40, 50-yard long passes. And somehow Temple was able to hit three or four of those, and really that was the turning point in the game. It really was amazing to see, because Foster was getting so much dominance at the defensive line. Nose tackle was stopping the running back in the backfield every other play. If not, he was getting cleaned up within a yard gain here. So I'm not even off the top of my head. I don't even think they eclipsed 60 yards rushing in the game. But it was sad to kind of see the season end there, because you could see that team definitely had earned where they were, and could have easily been just as representing LCISD in the state championship game for the second year in a row.
What struck me, at least early on in the playoffs, was the score of some of the ball games. Mm-hmm. Foster Falcons were putting 50, 55 points up in some of those early playoff games, and they were making a statement early on that they were they deserved to be in those playoffs.
Well, I think that's more a knock against Region 4. I hate to say that, but Region 4 was not necessarily impressive in any way, shape, or form. Their best teams kind of reminded me of like a Victoria East or West, which shows why Victoria East was able to make another deep historic run for them in the Division II side. It not necessarily the most physical defense. Physicality all around really didn't match up to LCISD. I think any any of the teams, and I think even Lamar could have picked up a few wins against some of the teams that Foster played in the playoffs. And I don't mean that as a slight to Lamar, but really shows the level of play that has risen up here in LCISD and really has been the standard of which that you can say George Ranch really kind of helped bring up in the past few years, just showing how to execute and how to be physical.
You know, last February, when realignment occurred, we knew that if Foster made the playoffs, any LCISD team in 5A made the playoffs, they'd be heading towards San Antonio and mm-hmm. playing those teams. And as you point out, they weren't the hardiest of opponents, but can't take anything away from Foster when they were scoring 50, 55 points in some of those ball games.
Yeah, and I mean that's the level of play they were showing all season against against like Seven Lakes and all that, and even Katie Taylor. They showed they can hang with the big boys, and it really that offense was truly special. It's going to be difficult to replicate, but someone like Alex White showed they do still have a future there. He had two huge catches down the stretch there for Foster, and really is going to be someone to reckon with when going forward here.
So what can we expect on basketball coverage from the Fort Bend Herald this year?
Well, as always, we've got seven schools we cover, so we're going to do our rotate around and go to each one here. Wanted to make sure, since this was district time, we have Gary's over at Terry and Lamar right now. Since this seemed like the best show in town right now, I wanted to go see the Lady Longhorns here. I'm pretty impressed so far. It's with a team even that has the superior size than George Ranch and Elsick here, the guard play has really shown brightly here and really made a big impact. Even with that inability to kind of get directly and dive into the paint, they're still making a difference in preventing any kind of offensive flow on the Elsick side, forcing the fast break the other direction, which really has kind of helped out a lot for George Ranch.
You know, Elsick is kind of shooting themselves in the foot, though. They have 19 turnovers at halftime. George Ranch has 9. There were countless opportunities mm-hmm. where the Rams had the ball down at their end of the court and just kept throwing it away one after another. And George Ranch was able to capitalize on that, especially a couple three-pointers from their freshman guard, Jaden Dunn.
Jaden Dunn really is the offense has really been sharp here tonight, but I'm impressed with how she's leading the press and really kind of frustrating all the guards here. There really hasn't been anyone that's been able to match it. It's been 25, 45, and 50 for Elsick. It's kind of prevented the Longhorns from really blowing them away here at the moment, kind of making those big trees they got to find a way through to at the paint there. So it's really an impressive showing so far to get a double-digit lead here in second district game in 6A. So that's a good start for the Longhorns.
Yeah, you're talking about three of the tallest players that Elsick has. Jordan Sanders is 5'10", Armani Harris is 6'0", and Erinicia Ford is also 6 feet tall. And Coach Pierce talked about that in the pregame.
And on top of that, they've got the size, but really they kind of there's a lot of mass on those girls, and I don't mean that as a negative at all. It's just more that George Ranch really doesn't have anybody. I think they had a few last year that probably could have banged with them, but there's not necessarily a big body post that they can throw out there with any level of experience. So it's more for the Longhorns about being quick and being up and down the floor.
The scoring for George Ranch, Jaden Dunn, we mentioned her. She leads the George Ranch scoring with 8. Shelby Kovitna with 6. 5 for Julia Schwacki. 6 for Alexis White on the other side of the ledger. 4 each for Leslie Okiki and Jordan Sanders. 2 each for Erinicia Ford. And actually just a free throw for Shauna Thompson. And that's where we stand, 25-11. As we're about ready to get underway in quarter number 3. Want to stick around? No? Yes? Okay. George Ranch will have Jaden Dunn, Shelby Kovitna, Chin Omildiki, Julia Schwacki, and Alexis White out on the floor as we start the third quarter. Elsick will inbound. 25-11, George Ranch leads by 14 as we start play in quarter number three. And this time, ball is knocked away by Jaden Dunn.
Jaden Dunn, who finished off the second quarter with another steal right before the half. It's really kind of just showing that she's really outpacing the Elsick point guard at the moment.
Yeah, and that is turnover number 20 now for the Rams. Alexis White to Shelby Kavinda on the left side right in front of us here at George Ranch Longhorns Gymnasium. To Jaden Dunn at the top of the key. This one in to Onyedike, who lays it up and in. That's Chin's first couple points of the night. George Ranch 27. And the Rams, Lady Rams 11. George Ranch employing a press to start the third quarter. It's broken by Leslie Okiki, and she lays it up and in.
That's the nature of the press right there. Eventually it's going to get broken at some point. It's a matter of can they keep it up all game.
George Ranch had a good press last year as well, and they had a good press breaking strategy that Coach Pierce employed.
Very physical game tonight here. Just a lot of
like that.
Calls getting let slide here.
And that one, a pushing foul, a foul rather by Shauna Thompson, her first. And that wasn't your customary basketball foul. She just pushed Jaden Dunn.
Away from the ball, too, on top of that. Yeah. It just seemed like out of frustration.
Inbound by Kavinda. Julia Schwacki has her shot attempt blocked to Shauna Thompson, and Thompson tries to get it to Maria Brand, throws it out of bounds. Turnover number 21, George Ranch with 9.
I think with both George Ranch programs here, you definitely see a lot of high-level execution here that's kind of been the style of basketball, if you were to identify it anyway here.
Julia Schwacki with the running layup, and she's whistled for the offensive foul, her first. Inbound to Maria Brand. Over to Leslie Okiki. And this one, trying to get down low, stolen away by George Ranch. Jaden Dunn with the basketball on the far side, and she walked.
Dunn aggressive going to the lane here, just one step over, though.
Inbound to Maria Brand. Brand, a 5'3 senior guard, over to Leslie Okiki, also a senior, to Shauna Thompson. Back way out top to Okiki, to Maria Brand in the right corner. She's being guarded by Shelby Kavinda. And the jump shot from the left corner by Jordan Sanders, no good. Rebounded by George Ranch. To Julia Schwacki, she puts up the three-pointer. That one hits the back iron, no good. Rebounded by George Ranch. Alexis White puts it up and in. And it is points number 7 and 8 for Alexis White on the turnaround jump shot.
It must be nice for Coach to have her leading scorer and rebounder coming back for a senior season.
29-13, 5:28 left in the third quarter. This one stolen away by Alexis White. White drives on the basket, no good. Rebounded by Schwacki. Schwacki tries to put it up, and she's fouled. Foul whistled against Shauna Thompson, her second at the free throw line. Julia Schwacki, she's got 5 points. Had a conventional basket and a three-pointer in the first quarter. And that first free throw is too hard off the back iron.
Schwacki missed much of last season here at the Lady Ranger Classic, having a tooth knocked out.
Yeah, she did.
I believe she also had the jawbone was also cracked as well. So it's good to see her back. She's now wearing a mouth guard for much of while she's playing in the game here. Coach and really said that she was a big part of their offense that they missed last year down the stretch during district play.
I'm going to have to get a new roster from Coach Pierce because I'm missing at least one. The pass by Schwacki goes into Alexis White, and it's knocked out of bounds. George Ranch will inbound under its own basket. Iki is the player I was referencing. Precious Iki. Here's a three-pointer on its way from Schwacki. No good. Rebounded by Omyodiki. And she's on the floor. Tied up. And the award goes to the Rams. So the roster said that Precious Iki was 14, but she's wearing 4. So we'll correct that. Is that Max Prep?
Yeah.
That's where I started until Coach Pierce sent me their roster, but it's quite possible that I copied it wrong. Let me see. Now it says 14 on here. But we got it straight now. And the shot is up and good by Erinicia Ford. 4 points for Erinicia Ford.
Inbound play under the basket there. Just used her size and boxed out a George Ranch defender to get the 2 points there.
29-15, Lady Longhorns ahead of Elsick High School. 4:39 left in the third quarter. The inbound is into Precious Iki to Anneli Ng. Now into the corner to Schwacki. Precious Iki puts up her first shot of the game. A little bit too hard. Gets her own rebound. And a foul whistled against Jordan Sanders, her third. Iki will inbound.
Iki doing a good job there following up her shot.
Inbound to Anneli Ng to Iki. She puts up the jump shot. No good. A little bit short. Rebounded by Armani Harris. Harris ahead to Jordan Sanders in the corner. Now back out to Armani Harris. Gets her first 2 points of the night. 29-17 George Ranch. To Anneli Ng to Julia Schwacki. She puts up the basket, and yes, a three-pointer by Schwacki. She's got 8 points, and George Ranch's lead is now 15, 32-17. Inbound to Sandra Chooks. Chooks under the basket to Erinicia Ford, and she can't hit the layup. And now a scramble underneath the basket. Again, the jump. This time the award goes to George Ranch.
George Ranch doing a good job breaking the press here. It's Elkins going with the full court here for the most part in the third quarter. Really kind of a soft full court here, and then and half court, they're really putting it on.
All right, they break the press with Precious Iki. She's got Ng under the basket. She puts up the jump shot herself. No good. Alexis White with the rebound. The putback is no good. A little bit too hard. And now in the hands of Jaden Dunn to Julia Schwacki on the far side. Schwacki drives the baseline and has it taken away by Erinicia Ford. Or check that, Armani Harris. And Harris tries to get it down low. And it's knocked out of bounds by Julia Schwacki.
Schwacki sprinted down court here to make sure he stopped the easy basket on under the rim there on Elkins' side after getting hacked under the basket.
Very good cover by Julia. She really put on the speed to knock that one away. Shelby Kavinta is in and out for a breather. And Nelly Ng. This one is inbounded to Shelby Kavinta. Kavinta to Precious Iki on the far side to Alexis White. White puts up the jumper from the free throw line. No good. Rebounded by Sandra Chooks. Chooks ahead to
Kavinta got in the way there of the basket. Schwacki picks up the offensive rebound, gets the ball to Dunn. Then Kavinta gets the offensive rebound and misses the shot there. Back out to Dunn.
Dunn with the three-pointer on its way. That's a little strong. Rebounded on the other side of the basket by Alexis White. And Dunn puts up another three-pointer. No good. White again with the rebound. And she's fouled by Irenicia Ford, her third.
White, I think there are three offensive rebounds there in that series there, just that being the Rams here at the moment.
And at the free throw line, Alexis White. She's got 8 points. Make that 9 as she hits the first free throw. She's got 9. 8 for Jaden Dunn. 8 for Julia Schwacki. 6 for Shelby Cavinta. And that's the balance of the scoring for George Ranch. White's second free throw on its way and good. Alexis with 10 points. And the George Ranch lead is 17, 34 to 17. Over the Lady Rams. Rams are 1-0 in 23 6A play. This is the first district game for George Ranch. They played 14 non-district games before this one. Ball knocked out of bounds. Possession back to the Lady Rams. Inbound by Leslie Okiki to Jordan Sanders. Back to Okiki. Kiki being guarded by Alexis White. Okiki under the basket puts up the jump shot. No good. Rebounded by Armani Harris. Harris gets it out top to Sandra Chukes. Chukes being guarded by Precious Ikey to Armani Harris. Good ball handling skills for the 6-0 Armani Harris. Drive on the basket by Okiki, and that's no good, but the putback is by Armani Harris. Armani with 4 points, and the lead is now 15, 34, 19. Shelby Cavinta to Jaden Dunn. Dunn to Julia Schwacki. Schwacki to Precious Ikey, who puts up the three-pointer. No good. Rebounded by Sandra Chukes. 1:17 left in the third quarter. And that one knocked out of bounds. Last touch by the Rams. That is 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 turnovers by the Elsick High School Lady Rams.
That's not going to win you a basketball game.
Sure isn't. Jillian Morris checks in for George Ranch. And out for a breather is Precious Ikey. Jordan Sanders is also in. Alexis White checks out. And the inbound will be triggered by Schwacki. She gets it into Shelby Cavinta. Cavinta to Sanders here in the near corner to Julia Schwacki. Schwacki drives the lane, puts up the left-handed runner. That's no good. Rebounded by Sandra Chukes. Chukes will have it poked away from behind. Jillian Morris poked it out of her hands and out of bounds. Lady Rams will inbound under their own basket. 56 seconds left in the third quarter. George Ranch by 15, 34-19. Drive on the lane is no good by Leslie Okiki, but she's fouled. Foul is whistled against Jaden Dunn, her second.
Pretty ticky-tack foul there, but can't get your hands on a shooter there. That's basketball basics right there.
First free throw is up and no good. Another one of the players I don't have on the roster. Free throw is missed, rebounded by George Ranch. Jillian Morris has it poked away. That's the 12th turnover by the Longhorns. 39 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Out top, Shauna Thompson gives way to one of her teammates, to Armani Harris. Harris puts it up, no good. It's knocked around and finally corralled by Sandra Chukes on the right side. Chukes drives a basket. That's no good, but she's fouled by Jaden Smith. That's her first.
You just kind of reflecting on last year, we had White that was our all-area MVP, and Coach Pierce was our coach of the year. So really there's a lot of good building blocks here for going into 6A for George Ranch.
George Ranch with 9 seniors, 2 juniors, a sophomore, and 2 freshmen on the club for Shalisha Pierce. That first free throw by Sandra Chukes is no good. Second one is, though. Sandra's first point of the night. And it's 34-20. Schwaki with the inbound to Jillian Morris. Morris to Jaden Dunn. Dunn takes it across the timeline and drives on the basket and lays it up and in. Jaden Dunn with points number 9 and 10 as the third quarter winds down. Here is Maria Brand to Sandra Thompson, who puts up the shot after the buzzer. At the end of 3 quarters of play, George Ranch 36 and the Elsick High School Lady Rams 20. You're listening to Lady Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Cynthia Seidel Saha, PC, is a professional corporation founded in 2002 by CPA Cindy Saha. Cindy's business philosophy is simple. Your CPA firm should provide more than tax preparation services once a year. At Cynthia Seidel Saha, PC, she'll take care of all of your accounting, bookkeeping, and tax planning needs and provide friendly, professional support all year long. As your trusted business advisor, she and her staff will also help you make smart financial decisions so your business will continue to grow and be profitable. That's Cynthia Seidel Saha, CPA, 19901 Southwest Freeway in Sugar Land. You can phone the office at 281-635-1619 or find them on the web at sugarlandcpa.com.
Live from the greatest high school in the world, it's GRHS iRadio.
Tom Tarando and Ryan Dunsmore back at George Ranch High School for the fourth and final quarter. This one between George Ranch and the Elsick Rams. Longhorns lead it by 16, 36-20. And the hallmark for the Rams are the turnovers. That's number 26 as George Ranch gets the ball. And the running layup by Jaden Dunn is no good. Rebounded by the Rams. Dunn pokes that one away, but into the hands of Shauna Thompson. And a drive on the basket, off the foot, and out of bounds. George Ranch will take over. Alexis White to inbound. And again, that pass employed by the Rams. To Chin Omyildike. She gives way to Jaden Dunn. Dunn across the timeline. No problem breaking the soft press there for Jaden. To Shelby Kavinta. And in and down low to a streaking Alexis White, who lays it up and in. 12 points for Alexis, and the lead is 18.
Yeah, it looked like George Ranch ran their offense, first offensive set coming out of the quarter there, really well there. White cutting across the front of the basket and cutting back towards the rim from the pass from Dunn.
And this one down low looked like a easy layup for Jordan Sanders, but she's whistled for traveling.
You know, just looking back at last year, just kind of, it seems like in the narrative, when we're doing our previews here every week, we're trying to figure out how do these A-League schools and how does Brazoswood and all that kind of fit into it here. You look back at District 26A last year, only A-League Hastings was the team that made it out of the A-League schools to the playoffs here. Elsick was 7-11 in district, and A-League Taylor is 2-18. So it may, I mean, I think everyone kind of going into this year would assume George Ranch would make the playoffs, but it doesn't necessarily it's not a given. So we kind of know that really the team they need to be focusing on here is A-League Hastings going into it, having a double-digit lead here against Elsick here at the moment.
Omyudiki with the pass to Julia Schwaki, and she's fouled on the layup attempt.
George Ranch seemed to get a little cleaner looks here off the press here at the moment.
Schwaki with 8 points. make that 9 for Julia as that one kind of nestles its way into the basket. Next one on its way. That one was about halfway down in the cylinder and bounds out. Rebounded by White, and then she steps out of bounds. So it's A-Leaf basket or A-Leaf Elsick basketball. 39-20, George Ranch by 19, 6:30 left in the ball game. And a foul whistled against Chin Omuldiki. That's her fourth. And now Anneli Ng checks in. Omuldiki comes out. The inbound by the Rams under their own basket.
Maybe a 5-second call there.
There's the 5-second call. Inbounded to Julia Schwacki. The press a little more vigorous now.
Well, Dunn is out and Briscoe is in at point guard here, and she's having a little trouble. She just turned over the ball here, and Elsick unable to control it and gives the ball right back to George Ranch.
I don't have her on my roster either. So Briscoe's number 10. Ng with the basketball, and she slips and falls. That one recovered by George Ranch. And poked out of bounds by the Rams.
Briscoe, one of four sophomores and freshmen on the varsity roster this year.
Jerrica Simon will inbound, gets it in to Anneli Ng. Ng on the far side to Jerrica Simon up top to Alexis White down low. White into the lane. Jump shot is good, but a foul.
Looks like two and a foul here. Basket is good.
And the foul whistled against Leslie Okiki.
Looks like White found a mismatch there against a guard and got an easy shot up for a two and a foul.
So that basket and the resulting free throw is the 15th point put in by Alexis White, 42-20. George Ranch by 22 now, inside 6 minutes to play. This one knocked out of bounds by George Ranch, by Briscoe.
If I'm reading the scoreboard correctly, both teams will be in the bonus and the next foul.
All right, we'll keep it here now. Let's recap the scoring for George Ranch. Shelby Kavinta with 6, 10 by Jaden Dunn, 9 by Julia Schwacki, 15 for Alexis White, and a basket by Chin Omuldiki. For the Elsick Lady Rams, a free throw by Shauna Thompson and Sandra Chukes, 6 points for Leslie Okiki, 4 for Jordan Sanders, 4 for Armani Harris, and 4 for Erinicia Ford. George Ranch outscored the Rams 12-4 in the first quarter, 13-7 in the second quarter, 11-9 in the third quarter, and now lead by 22, 42-20, with about 5.5 minutes to play in the ball game.
Well, I think you've already hit on this. The story of the game is that bottom row you've been keeping track there. The turnovers looks like Elsick's about 30 at this point here, just one away from 30.
Yeah, it's 29. George Ranch with 13. And as you put it, at halftime, you're not going to win a ball game with that many turnovers. With this many turnovers, you're not going to win two or three ball games.
Well, it kind of speaks to what Elsick's issue is at the moment. They've got a lot of great size and a lot of bigs, and they've shown some good post moves here, but really they just don't have the guards to run an offense with at the moment. A lot of inexperience, a lot of lack of confidence right now trying to take the ball up, as we see here, as the ball is not moving anywhere in the Elsick offensive set here.
Leslie Okeke with the basketball. And this one taken away by the Longhorns.
Briscoe takes it up and misses the layup.
And the rebound is pulled down by Jordan Sanders. Sanders to Okeke on the right side. And again on the floor. Okeke gets the basketball back. She's being guarded out there by Alexis White.
Alexis White more considered a post, but still able the ability to guard any all five positions at any time.
Drive on the basket and a foul whistled against Anneli Ng. That's Ng's first personal foul. And at the free throw line, it's the player that I don't have on my roster given to me by Coach Johnson. Free throw is good. Number 22 for the Elsick Rams. So we'll get a second free throw. Checking in, Jaden Smith for George Ranch, a 5'9 freshman, and out comes Anneli Ng.
Well, Max Preps only has 8 players on their roster, not including number 22,
okay.
So we're up a creek in many ways.
All right, second free throw, no good. First one was good. Rebounded, scrambled for Julia Schwacki on the floor. And she touched the end line, out of bounds. Turnover for George Ranch. And again, Elsick will inbound under their own basket. That's turnover number 14 for the Longhorns. The inbound to Jordan Sanders. She puts up the jump shot, no good. Second putback is good. And a foul whistled against Julia Schwacki. That's her second.
Schwacki, for a moment, argued her case of going straight up, and I have to admit I kind of agree with her at that point here. But once you're already in the body of the shooter, it's kind of hard to make your case there.
This one by Leslie Okeke is no good.
Smith with the rebound.
And traveling. Whistled against George Ranch. Maria Brand with the basketball into the left corner to Okeke. Okeke drives into the lane to Maria Brand on the right side. Brand, one of those guards we were talking about, to Leslie Okeke. Threads her way through the George Ranch defense. Puts up a jump shot, no good. The rebound put up by Jordan Sanders, no good. Taken away by Julia Schwacki and ahead to Briscoe.
I believe that's Briscoe's second turnover in a row here, bringing the ball up, so that might be seeing a switch here shortly.
4:21 left in the ball game. George Ranch by 19, 42-23. Ready to check in, senior Hannah Agner on one knee in front of the scorer's bench. She'll be in just a second. To Maria Brand. Down low to Armani Harris, has a little trouble with the ball. Out to Maria Brand. Brand to Okeke. And now down to Armani Harris, a jump shot, no good. Rebounded by Alexis White. Good strong rebound by White. Ahead to Jerrica Simon on the far side. Into the corner to Schwacki. Three-pointer on its way, no good. Rebounded by the Rams. And ahead to Okeke, who lays it up and in. That's 10 points for Leslie. And a timeout called for by
Elsick
Rams.
Elsick, I guess, trying to keep the momentum going here, trying to rebuild and regroup here and reset up the press here going into the final, 4 minutes of the game we have here?
Yeah, about 4.5 minutes left in the game. We'll step out here for a short break. You're listening to George Ranch High School Lady Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHSI Radio.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solutions, and Train's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a train, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunt & Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
We're the Larry's Varsity Dance Team at George Ranch High School, and you're listening to Longhorn Sports on GRHSI Radio.
All right, thank you, ladies. We're back at Longhorns Gymnasium. I'm Tom Tarando. He's Ryan Dunsmore, sports reporter for the Fort Bend Herald. And doing a great job filling in here for the second half. Hannah Agner with the basketball across the timeline. She's being dogged by Maria Brand, and the ball almost stolen away. And a foul whistled against Hannah Agner, I believe, her first. And at the free throw line, Leslie Okiki, who's got 10 points. George Ranch lead is 17, 42-25. First free throw on its way, no good.
Which Stranding done at the scorer's table, trying to check in at point guard.
Ahead to Julia Schwacki. She drives on the basket, now kicks it out to Hannah Agner. In the corner to Alexis White, right in front of us here at the gymnasium. And White drives on the basket, lays it up and in.
Jane Smith with a good pick on the ball there.
And 17 points by Alexis White. Maria Brand into Armani Harris. Harris now facing the basket, gives it to Brand. Brand's three-pointer on her way, no good. Rebounded by Julia Schwacki. Schwacki will take it herself here on the near side. Out top to Jerrica Simon. Into Alexis White, and a foul.
Shooting foul for White there.
Foul whistled against Armani Harris, her first. And at the white, at the line rather, Alexis White with 17. Make that 18 points. First free throw is good.
Rams now with 7 fouls. Going to be inching towards a double bonus here for George Ranch in the final 2 minutes.
Dominique Jean-Baptiste is in for George Ranch, as is Jaden Smith at the free throw line. Alexis White. And Alexis with 19 points. Second free throw is good. The lead is 21, 42-25. Leslie Okiki on the left side. Over on the far side to Maria Brand. Down low to Erinicia Ford. Ford puts it up, rims around, comes out. Rebounded by the Rams and knocked out of bounds by George Ranch. And Elsick will inbound again under their own basket.
White rejecting that Ford shot here just before the ball went out of bounds here, really showing the good effort here against a player almost double her size.
Maria Brand gives it in a corner. Shot is put up and no good. And out of bounds. George Ranch will have the basketball after turnover number 31 for Elsick. Jean-Baptiste gives it to Alexis White. She puts it up. No good. Rebound and a putback by Jaden Smith is good. That's Jaden's first 2 points of the night. The lead is 23, 48-25. That one is put up, no good. Rebounded by Erinicia Ford. The put back by Ford is no good. Rebounded by George Ranch. Jaden Dunn with the basketball, and she's fouled.
game's getting a tad bit sloppy here, coming in a little bit of a track meet here, just kind of not even running any offensive sets here, just more trying to push into the fast break.
Jillian Morris comes back in for George Ranch. And Alexis White checks out. She finishes with 19 points on the night. First free throw by Jaden Dunn is good. That's her 11th point of the night. She's got one more.
Precious Iki came in for Kavinta.
That free throw is no good by Jaden Dunn. Rams with the basketball. 1:25 left in the ball game. Leslie Okiki on the left side, being guarded by Precious Iki. And this one taken away by George Ranch. The drive on the basket by Iki. Layup a little too strong off the front iron. And out of bounds, last touch by George Ranch. Jaden Dunn is finished for the night. She finishes with 11 points, a couple three-pointers, a couple conventional baskets, and a free throw. Shauna Thompson with the ball on the right side into Erinicia Ford. Wild shot. It's the top of the backboard. Comes out to Maria Brand. Brand tries a lane. And way too tall in there for Maria Brand. She comes out. Now gets it down low to Erinicia Ford. She puts up a shot. That's no good, but she's fouled. Foul is whistled against Jaden Smith.
Jaden Smith bailed her out with just another wild attempt on the backboard there. And just a little hip check here on the shot.
Ford's first free throw is no good. She'll get another. She's got 4 points on the night. Seconds left in the ball game. Second free throw on its way, and that one's good. Erinicia Ford's 5th point of the night. Dominique Jean-Baptiste with the basketball. Gives it to Jillian Morris. She puts up the shot. No good. And the ball is knocked out of bounds by the Rams. George Ranch will inbound underneath its own basket with 21.21 seconds left. Jean-Baptiste puts up a jump shot from the far corner. No good. Rebounded by the Rams. That's Maria Brand. Smallest person on the court with the ball.
5'3", and a Brand there with a defensive rebound there.
Shauna Thompson puts up the shot. No good. Out to Maria Brand. She puts up the shot. The three-pointer is good by Maria Brand. And that's the ball game. Final score, George Ranch 49 and the Elsick Lady Rams 29. We'll be right back to Longhorns Gymnasium to wrap this one up. You're listening to George Ranch Lady Longhorns Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, find cool Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Harold and Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. One thing that has separated Harold and Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and their oral health issues. Harold and Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care with services including cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harrell and Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671 or stop by their office at 1233 Crab River Road in Richmond or find them on the web at harrelldentistry.com.
This is Don McGee with the George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club. The mission of the Athletic Booster Club is to provide support and service to all of the athletic programs at George Ranch through fundraising, volunteerism, and scholarships. This year, we need to raise the bar as our school enters the UIL 6A division. We need 100% participation from our families and community to accomplish our goals. To join the ABC as a family member or business sponsor, go to grhsabc.com and click the Join Now link. You will also find a number of other valuable resources at our website. Go Horns!
Back at George Ranch High School, final score again, Lady Longhorns 49 and the Elsick Rams 29. George Ranch now 1-0 in district play, 23-6A, and LaShawn Johnson's club is 1-1 and 6-5 overall on the season. George Ranch 10-5 overall. Here's the scoring for George Ranch. Alexis White led all scorers with 19, 9 for Julia Schwacki, 11 for Jaden Dunn, 6 for Shelby Caventa, and 2 each for Jaden Smith and Chin Omildiki. On the other side of the ledger, Maria Brand with 3, 1 by Shauna Thompson, 1 by Sandra Chukes, 10 by Leslie Okiki, 4 by Jordan Sanders, 4 by Armani Harris, 5 by Erinicia Ford. And that's the 29 points for the Lady Rams. Big story, though, are the turnovers. Elsick High School with 32, George Ranch with 16. The 16, I'm sure Coach Pierce would like to see Lady Longhorns rather do a little bit better holding on to the basketball, but the 32 is out of the question if you plan on winning a lot of ball games this season. They are going to have to work hard to shave down those turnovers before their next district game, which comes up at the latter part of this week. Final score again, George Ranch 49 and the Elsick High School Lady Rams 29. We're awful glad you joined us tonight on GRHSI Radio. I'm Tom Tarando. We'll be on the air next week from George Ranch. We'll check the schedule and be sure about that, and we'll tweet out our schedule when we find out what the next broadcast is. Once again, final score, George Ranch 49, Elsick Lady Rams 29. So long, everybody. Bye.